Welcome to the World Wide Web Radio Show. You are listening to W3W3.com, an internet radio show for people who need to be able to access the best in class when the time is right for them, 24/7.
W3W3 Internet Talk Radio is designed for the learning listener. It's all about helping every listener and his or her team enjoy a more productive personal and professional life. W3W3 listeners enjoy meaningful content on demand.
Ooh, and today our guest in Profiles of Industry Leaders is Rick Patch, partner in SQL Venture Partners. Rick is also the current chairman and past president of the Colorado Venture Capital Association. Rick is very well known in this area and is involved with almost anything that has to do with economic development.
Many W3W3 listeners have asked us, what is Rick Patch really like? What makes him tick? And why is he so successful? Rick, some even ask, why is he always smiling?
That's true, that's true.
It's a pleasure to have you join us today, Rick.
It's great to be here. I'm amazed at how you say W3W3 so quickly. That's a tough one.
Rick, let's start out with a look at the future. What is your organization looking forward to in this coming year?
Back to the future. All right. You know, a lot's been written. This has been an interesting past last couple of years, and the future, frankly, is looking pretty bright. I'm an optimist. I am smiling. I am smiling because I see a future that's pretty exciting. But from our partnership standpoint as a venture capitalist, you know, we feel very steady. Steady state is one of the words that we're bantering around here. Yes, we've had a couple of bad years, as well as some good years, and the economy's been rough, and of course the tragedy of our country last year. All these things played into to a difficult time, but we're in a new year. There's a lot of optimism. Our partnership also has been through a lot over the last 7 years, mm-hmm. and we feel very confident in each other. And as you work as a team, people think oftentimes of venture capitalists is just individuals out running around doing their thing, and that's not the way it is here. We've got a group of younger guys, a group of older guys, staff that have and partners that have been through a lot through the years, and that really adds to the richness of our ability to sort of, you know, be positive and helpful and optimistic. And I can't say enough about our partnership and how that's helped us through it. But as a partnership, as we look at new things, we do have dollars. We've just recently raised another fund, and the investment community is one where it's sort of just-in-time investing, where you don't have to be in a hurry.
Yeah.
You can wait. You don't have investors that are talking to you and saying, well, look, you know, when are you going? Let's go. They know, and they've put their trust in us to invest at the right time, in the right place, and the right people, the right opportunity. So we do have the resources. We do have a great skill set. We have a great group and a great network, and even a great set of portfolio companies today. I think we have you know, something like 28 active companies that we are, you know, actively involved with on the board. I think we've made close to 50 total investments in the life of our fund. So that sort of shows you that all the other ones have either gone public, been acquired, or have been shut down. It gives you kind of a sense over the last six, seven years. As far as the future, and this is one I love to talk about, is really about the human spirit and innovation. A lot of people said, wow, venture capital is in trouble. You guys have read all the articles. We're all kind of tired of those kinds of things, just like
we
got tired about the internet boom and the internet bust.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point, you just say, come on, let's get on with it. But innovation is what we invest in, and we're a technology investor. And for people to say that innovation or investment or entrepreneurship isn't going to happen is really not looking at the facts. We're talking about the human spirit here.
Yeah.
We're talking about people that, you know, when they're given a challenge, they push through it. And the internet provides an unparalleled time of collaboration and sharing of ideas and concepts. And innovation will continue to just rock and roll. And we want to be there to find the best bands that are providing that rock and roll to invest in and partner with and try to add our little bit to be successful. So I'm very bullish on the future, and you know, it'll probably take longer than I think, but that doesn't just deter me.
No, you know? Rick Patch, that's for sure.
So we'll just keep going forward.
Yeah, well, you know, Rick, I tell you, the last time we interviewed you, you were locked out of the radio station for a while. Today, we're fortunate enough to come to your office. We were worried that the door might be locked, but it was open.
Right.
But the thing I really noticed here is this is a high-energy, positive energy office. Love the people. You could see them scurrying around, but not nervously. Just like they really know where they're going, what they're doing, and that's a great relief to have an organization like yours here in the Front Range.
I don't know what we did to get that, but I tell you what, it's the best group of people I think I've ever worked with, bar none. To everybody, from the greeters to the administrative staff to the professional staff to the partners, I'm very blessed. To work with them, and I think the key is that we all feel the same way about each other.
Yeah.
You know, there's a common respect, and that's why it works. It comes from respect of each other, even if you don't agree, which happens all the time.
Well, sure.
It's a question of what are the rules relative to that, and those rules are enhanced by respect.
Well, when we walked in, we felt like partners, so we felt like part of the team. All right, Rick, let's rewind a little bit and get a historical perspective on the experiences and the events that shaped your personal growth. Who was maybe a very influential person in your earlier life, and what was a key point that you learned from that influence?
The word attitude comes to mind. For whatever reason, I don't know how you build attitude in people. You know, as a father of three boys, and we laughed about it before we got started this morning, But you certainly have been through this with your own children. But how do you load a person with an attitude of optimism and can do and just do it and those sorts of things? And these are very, very tough questions, especially now that I'm a parent and have been for at least 16 years. But you know, one of the things I recognized early in life, and I don't know where it came from. And if you know where it came from, please, in a further, But it's this idea that, you know, very ordinary people accomplish amazing things. And the corollary to that is I've met some absolutely brilliant people that didn't accomplish much. And I see this every day. And when I was a young guy, somewhere along the way, I just said to myself, well, I'm not sure I'm very special. But I'm not going to let that get in the way. It sort of has stuck with me. And I don't know if it was the hardship I had in family or a coach I had or a teacher that came alongside me. I tried to pin it on something like that, and I don't think anything came to mind.